This is 7:18. It's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
Good morning, Darren.
Okay, so you're the man that delivers good advice on this segment, but today you want to talk about others delivering poor advice.
That's right, and the dangers of it. So, I thought we'd give people out there an example of the actual dangers of bad advice. I've decided to change the name to protect the innocent.
Right.
But last week we had a lovely lady pop into our showroom at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton. Let's call her Jane.
Okay.
Now, Jane was in a bit of a fluster, Darren. She had this vague list of stuff she needed and was obviously given to her by someone else, as she didn't really understand what she was after. So it took some deciphering.
Right.
And as through the process, I asked her what she needed it for, and this is how the story developed. Now, Jane had been putting together an off-grid system to run her home, and it was out in the wild, somewhere behind Scottsdale, somewhere, a very remote location. Now, Jane has been getting help from an expert in Melbourne, and he was selling her the gear and giving her instructions for her to install it.
Okay.
Fortunately, Jane had some photos of her setup. Darren, it was dangerous. It was very dangerous. Now, it was a 12-volt system, which some people automatically assume is going to be safe because it's low voltage. But low voltage means high current, which can have some serious ramifications, as we're about to discover. Jane had a 2,000-watt inverter connected directly to the batteries. Now, a 2,000-watt inverter on a 12-volt system will draw around 166 amps. Now, the cables between the inverter were barely 16mm square cables, which under ideal circumstances might be okay for 80 amps on a short run, but basically in this situation it meant these cables were undersized.
Okay.
Now, did these cables have any cable or circuit protection? No, they did not. So while undersizing cables is bad in every circumstance, if you do have a fuse or a circuit breaker that can interrupt the current before any damage can occur to the cable, then you have a control measure in place to protect those cables.
Yeah.
So basically it means the fuse will blow or the circuit breaker will trip before those cables, goes downhill.
Yeah.
Now, what sort of damage could you expect to see to an electrical cable that was being overloaded? Excessive heat, which will melt insulation, and final results can and most often will be fire.
Right.
So Jane has a 2,000-watt inverter on undersized cables with no cable protection, which has a lot of potential for a very bad outcome. She's only literally one dead short away from smoke and sparks and flames. But this is where the story takes a sharp turn from bad to horrendous. Now, some of the bits and bobs Jane was after was so that she could replace the 2,000-watt inverter with a 5,000-watt inverter that old mate in Melbourne had sold her. He also advised it was just good to just connect up to where the 2,000-watt inverter was. So take the 2,000-watt down, bolt the 5,000-watt up, connect the cables, and she was good to go.
Right.
Now, a 5,000-watt inverter will draw over 400 amps on a 12-volt system. And this is on a cable with no cable protection that could barely carry 80. That's going to be bad. So I had to advise her at this point just to stop, as she was putting her home and life in danger. I also advised that as she'd done the majority of the work herself and not used an electrical contractor, she essentially had no house insurance in the most likely event this solar actually caught fire.
Yes.
As she was 2.5 hours drive away from us, I put her in touch with a respectable solar company more local to her. First, to make what Jane had in place safe, and second, to help Jane actually get something in place that was going to work. Now, that wasn't the only stuff going on with this job. It had an undersized regulator. Jane was saying she wasn't getting enough charge into the battery, and old mate in Melbourne just kept selling her more panels, which she was trying to tack on, and to the point where she had over 120 amps of potential solar energy, but this was running through a 50-amp charge controller. So while it won't particularly hurt the charge controller, it was a shocking bottleneck. So she had all this potential solar energy, but the regulator can only ever handle 50 amps of it.
Right.
The batteries were the wrong type, they were wired the wrong way. Look, to be honest, it had not one single redeeming feature.
Right. So what about the outcome?
So, look, let's hope Jane has a good outcome and when she makes contact with a solar professional local to her area. And I guess this is the point of the story, though, Darren. Use your local professionals. Jane thought she was saving a fortune by utilising a mainland shyster who was just selling her all sorts of stuff that didn't suit her requirements, but also, on top of that, giving Jane dud advice to facilitate selling Jane more inappropriate products.
Yeah.
And you know what? This guy has got no chance of any repercussions coming his way if it all went tragically wrong. Now, Jane is going to have to bin two-thirds of the system that she's got because it's just totally inappropriate. It's going to end up more expensive than if the project had been done properly in the first place. But local professionals don't behave that way. You know, we're part of the community, and we want people to have positive outcomes. It's good for our clients. It's also good for our business.
The thing that really gets me is what you mentioned about insurance.
Yes.
She's not an electrician.
Nope.
So she installs this gear, house catches on fire. Sorry, that's not covered.
Yeah, insurance company's just got the ultimate get-out-of-jail-free card or get out of paying any insurance card, and she's left with no support mechanisms in place to get her back on her feet.
Yeah, well, let's hope there's good news for Jane and she gets it sorted.
That's right. So, look, when it comes to off-grid or on-grid solar or heating or cooling plus general electrical work, basically any domestic or commercial electrical project, DMS Energy are your local professionals. We are local to you, and our expertise and experience is right at your doorstep. But no matter what the project, people local to you are your best choice. There's no upside to using people who cannot offer you ongoing support after the sale.
For joints like DMS Energy, not only do you install the solar, but you're qualified electricians as well. So
that's right. Yep. You know, do everything you want.
All right. Adrian and the crew at DMS Energy are at 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton. 1300 502 599 to talk direct or go on the net and the Facebook. What's that net site?
So all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au. We've mentioned previously we've been getting quite a few questions now from off the Facebook site, and we're quite happy to answer them here on Power Savers.
Good on you. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Darren.